Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Angus and Trista with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Police have rejected several critical reforms after an inquiry into the service's response to domestic violence. This comes after the Queensland Human Rights Commission laid out 36 recommendations after finding systemic discrimination against women and First Nations people within the QPS. The probe found that prominent female officers were accused of sleeping their way to the top, with racism commonplace. While the majority of recommendations were accepted, several key reforms prioritising diversity and inclusion and flexible work arrangements were knocked back. Recommendations for police unions to commit to improving workplace equality at QPS were also rejected. In more local news, bin bandits are running rampant in the streets of Kenmore after residents awoke to find their bins blocking the street. Fig Tree Pocket Road and Kenmore Road were blocked by bins early this morning, with police attending the scene. Residents have expressed concern that the bin barricades were an attempt at carjacking, while others have hailed it as a harmless prank. Bin bandit sightings have been reported as far as Northgate, with suburban Bin Street barring on the rise. In national news, the Coalition have bit back against Labor's new budget, with Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor saying they were yet to understand the ban of non-competition agreements. Taylor said in an ABC interview this morning that he supported free labour markets where people can easily move between jobs, but was unclear about how it affected non-disclosure agreements and similar agreements. The changes would affect about 4 in 5 workers, making it easier for people in roles like hairdressing and real estate to change jobs, which could have otherwise taken months or years due to the agreements.
In more national news, Australia is set to redirect $100 million in funding for the Indo-Pacific region after US President Trump announced he would cancel $54 billion in overseas development programs. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said that in the wake of Trump's decision to halt all foreign aid, that hard strategic decisions had to be made in order to support economic, health, humanitarian, and climate responses in the neighboring region. Senator Wong issued a review into how Trump's halt on foreign aid would affect funding and what additional support is needed from Australia. In international news, World Athletics has confirmed that they will require female athletes in track and field to submit a chromosome test. The governing body approved cheek swabs and dry blood spot tests to check the presence of the Y chromosome in males. Athletes now have to take the test just once during their career. Previously in 2023, World Athletes banned transgender athletes who had transitioned from male to female and gone through male puberty. That announcement came days after U.S. President Donald Trump barred transgendered athletes from competing in girls' sports in the U.S. and pressured the Olympics to do the same. Los Angeles will be hosting the 2028 Games. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy with heavy rain expected throughout the week. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.